it's time for Us Three Guys Sit Down and Bitch About Movies. Talk about the games we played. It's so much fun, it's groovy. Discuss the music that we've heard. I hope the song will end fast. I'm sure all our opinions will contrast. It's the Media Cast.
Welcome back, I guess. No one's still listening.
No.
Sorry. For Sarah, are you still waiting? Our one fan waiting patiently for the next episode.
I think Richard left a long time ago.
I believe Richard died.
What's his nickname? Video Game Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And trumpet. Play the trumpet or trombone.
He's gone now.
Yeah, he rests in peace.
Rest in pieces.
Rest in pieces, you fucker.
I actually attended his funeral over the break.
Oh, that's where you were. That's where we've begun.
It was very nice. It was very nice.
How is Mrs. Rich?
She's not taking it well.
No,
she's not. She's just spiraled out of control. It's really sad for the family
an empty heart and empty spit valve.
Sam Adams Light is not strong enough for this conversation.
Are we gonna have to cut this off and go get Chris some stronger booze?
Sam Adams is a good beer.
I don't like Sam Adams. No.
How is it
Different versions of Sam Adams are good, but OG Sam Adams, nothing to write home about.
You know what's weird? It surprisingly tastes better than regular.
It does taste better than regular Sam Adams.
Yeah. Huh. It's kind of like, I don't know about Coors Light.
Coors Light is water.
Coors regular in the bottle or canned is awful, but if
I'd rather
tap,
have Coors
actually,
Light than Coors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most occasions, Coors Light's your better bet.
Hmm. We went out to dinner
the other
night.
Where'd you go?
And, Wingnuts? Not great.
No, it's not.
It's okay. I used to like it more, but
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm like, I like Buffalo Wild Wings, Dan.
But I believe it's called Buffalo Wild Nuts.
Okay.
No, that's the underground gay club that you frequent on a regular basis.
Yes. They're still in
Bob's Wild
the
Nuts.
The name rights are still in being disputed in court.
Yeah, they haven't been trademarked yet.
But I got a beer, and I got a Coors Light on tap.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
What else was available?
Justin,
cheap.
They have a lot to choose from. And so, our waitress...
So you choose that.
So, it was happy hour.
Were you drunk already and you needed to sober up or something?
No, this is my first beer of the morning.
Right.
Ever.
Because you go there for breakfast?
Yeah. Yes, we get the breakfast wings.
You do your business there.
It is... Chicken.
With the egg dipping sauce?
Yes, chicken dipped in scrambled eggs. And buffalo sauce.
Well, no, it's like a chicken and waffle mini sandwich that you dip into the eggs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's fried chicken.
Right.
In between, scrambled eggs.
Like folded in between a Eggo waffle.
And turkey.
Right, okay.
Buffalo turkey wings.
Just making sure.
Okay.
That sounds gross.
First of all, the waitress, she was nice. They were a little busy, but we noticed it was all day happy hour.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's on happy hour, we ask. Well, we've got half off appetizers. She points to the appetizers. Okay. And then we have cheaper beers.
Beers?
That's how she said it?
I said...
Cheaper beers.
So she points at the list, and they're all normal price, and right. I said, how much did you say the beers were off again?
Yeah.
She said, oh, they're just cheaper.
No that's, idea.
That is a new waitress.
I don't know what that means. Is that a quarter? Is that 50 cents?
Well, you can assume that it's less than the price that's printed on the
menu. Is it a percentage? Because it has... Not every beer is...
This coupon, 20% off beer.
Yes. I doubt every beer could be a different price off.
When you get a Wingnuts card.
Right, yeah.
It's either the same percentage off, or it's a dollar amount off.
You group them. Like, these ones are $5 off, or not $5 off, but like $2 off, or whatever.
I would have gotten a Stella or something else, but I...
Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah, I know, and I don't do light beer, especially when you're going out, get something nice.
Sure.
But I just felt like I was going to eat a lot of wings and chips, and I didn't want to get too full, so I ordered a Coors Light.
Grab the Rockies.
And it was not great.
No.
But I get the bill at the end of that night, and it's $4 for like a 25 ounce.
Probably 22.
$4. So that's not bad.
Okay.
What? It's better than, it's better than more money.
Yeah, I know, right? I suppose.
So, but you drink carbonated water.
I just wish I could see the list. Like, I would have taken, like, a regular
Well, his
version.
One example is something that you would take over Coors Light.
Stella, Corona, Pacifico, Newcastle.
And this was all on the same list?
Yeah, it's all on tap, too.
So it's all, they all would have been $4 for 20
years. No, I don't think so, because...
Well, okay, so the imported stuff, definitely not.
So maybe it would have been $5. It would have been, but like, that's not the point. I just decided to get a
Coors Light.
No,
that is the point. You spend the extra dollar, you get something that tastes better.
Or you just get a regular... I would maybe just then get a regular version of said beer.
Why would you get... So you would get a Coors over Coors Light?
No. If it's from the tap.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember we had this family party... couple of years ago, and we got a keg, and you know, his grandma died, so we needed a keg. She would have wanted it that way.
Oh, God rest her Irish soul.
Nana.
And big up Nana. To G-Law.
That's the name of my grandma who died, Chris. Thank you.
No, she was game.
Oh, also the name of the dog in Peter Pan. Fun little fact.
No, it's not really.
Yes, Nana.
Nana.
What yeah, I think he's right. Yes. I think he's right.
So you have a mom, and then you call your dog Nana?
Nana! Not you, old woman.
The dog. I want you to come to
Neverland.
Stained room!
Oh, Peter, you're a dick.
Peter was a dick.
Yes.
But we had a keg, and they... Cause, and they're all... A lot of my family's just like... Whatever. I call them rural.
I believe it's pronounced rural.
Rural.
not the other R word?
No.
No? Okay.
Rustic.
Not rouge neck.
Oh.
a little too much makeup on the neck. But,
obviously.
But they got Coors, because they're like a Coors family, and they got Coors regular, and from the keg, it was, like, really smooth and, like, actually pretty good.
And you said this a couple years ago?
Yeah.
So were you still...
Had they really, like, changed the recipe since 2 years ago?
Yes. They introduced Coors Classic.
Coors...
They reverted back to the old formula.
Yeah. And then Coors Blue.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And Crystal.
With the splash
Coors
of blue.
Crystal.
It's clear beer.
Clear beer.
Oh, that just...
Soda
would,
water.
Would you drink a clear beer?
I would try it.
Yeah, oh, my God. It. I never tried it because I was a little worried, but there's an Irish whiskey... It's not a Bemo. I'm sure it's a type of whiskey, but
I've seen a clear bourbon
It's a clear
Bemo.
Whiskey. So yeah.
Like moonshine.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it's basically just that.
And I think
so
it's called White Lightning.
Yeah.
So that would just mean it's not aged in the barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because aren't the barrels like
charcoal?
Yeah.
That's what they're also brown. That's where it gets its color.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It's a charcoal of Crayola crayons.
Yeah, and then they just switch to pine wood instead or something white.
Yeah.
I am currently aging some whiskey in my kick drum.
Hey, you know, you got to use that for something.
Yes.
Yeah, because you have
Lord knows it's not getting used anyway. Oh,
man.
So, Daniel.
You're Justin.
Justin.
I'm ready. Hold on. Daniel.
Yes.
What have you been up to these past 5 years?
5 years. Well...
like choked. I'm Dos Equis.
Oh golly,
sorry. Learning how to drink properly.
I
that's
forgot
one thing.
How to.
Probably.
Oh jeez.
I haven't had. I speak bad.
Oh. So, Daniel, but no. I've been working and trying to find better jobs, but other than that,
thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Jesus. Coming out of recession,
everyone
my ass.
Ron Paul, you guys. Ron Paul.
Oh, we're going back to the gold standard?
2012, yes.
They said it was going to get better, but it's only gotten blacker.
Unlike Obama, Ron Paul believes in freedom, guys.
Let's not get
have
political.
Have you not seen the memes?
Let's not get political, Sam Adams.
The memes have been going around and really changed my mind.
Oh, really?
I was pretty shaky.
Me has Ron Paul? That meme? I've seen that. It's cute with a cat casting a ballot. It's really adorable. Oh. So Dan, other than voting,
believing in liberty,
of course.
Yes.
I actually the other day I went and saw the hit film The Avengers.
Okay.
Smash hit.
Summer blockbuster. This summer's best summer blockbuster.
Until the next summer blockbuster.
Take that, yes. Battleship. Oh, that just brought it down.
Yeah, you made me sad. Yeah. So, Avengers.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's much better than, I don't know, Thor and Captain America.
I haven't seen either of those. Or Iron Man 2.
Oh.
Iron Man 2 you can skip.
I only saw Iron Man 1.
That one's fine. I like Captain America.
And I saw Hulk. I saw the Edward Norton Hulk.
I did not see the Edward Norton Hulk.
It was good.
Yeah, it was better.
Surprisingly,
than
Edward Norton not in this movie.
Huh?
What?
Edward Norton not in this movie.
Yeah, it's Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What's his name? Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
No, wait. Mark Stallone. Ruffalo.
The kids are all right.
Oh.
And he's going to make sure of it.
Yes. He's going to try to. But he's very, very angry.
So, yeah, they did a total swap out, ignored Edward Norton as the Hulk, but it's a continuation of that same Hulk.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a different actor, because they last left him in some country. I don't know.
Yeah, they find him in, like, Canada. India or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't see it, Chris.
Which Hulk are you talking about?
Edward Norton. A Hulk?
I don't know. The Bruce Banner one. There's the Bruce Banner Hulk.
Banner Hulk, right.
No, the one
from Marvel?
No, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, Lou. That he went half deaf.
I did.
Yeah. Wait, you did?
What? I can only hear out of my left ear.
This is what I'm telling you guys.
Dad can't hear very well, Chris.
I'm sorry?
No wonder I'm not getting any jobs.
Oh.
God damn it. Too real.
He just stares blankly during his interviews. Smiling.
Don't call me Hulk. Sorry.
Okay, so, Hulk.
Feelings.
Tell us about
Hulk 3.
Hulk 3, the Avengers.
Hulk 3.
Hulk 3, Fury. The Greenest Avenger.
But no, it's...
Sorry.
It's good. I think Joss Whedon did a good job at directing
it. That's the name.
There's a lot of...
What
I think is, you know, ad-lib dialogue, which is nice. It seems like the actors are having fun with it.
Yeah.
Some funny CG stuff, but, you know, it's... I found it to, you know, just fly by and just be really entertaining despite how fucking ridiculous it gets.
Yeah, so I saw it too. I enjoyed my time with it, but I'm kind of over it, past it. Like, okay,
yeah,
that was okay.
I don't want to see any sequels.
I don't know the super hype around it.
The super hype.
The sequel to Superbad.
Yeah.
Why do people care?
I don't know.
About Marvel?
Like, I don't know.
It was good.
Yeah.
I don't want to drag it down.
It's definitely worth seeing.
I guess the word's forgettable.
Would you not go that far?
It's forgettable for me.
I won't care about this in three weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just why I got all that hype is because it was like, been talked about for so long.
Right, ever since Iron Man, people have been, oh, they're gonna probably do an Avengers movie, shit.
Sure, and then when you had, I
never heard of the fucking Avengers until Iron Man. Until people started talking about it. Like, I heard of it, but I couldn't name you in it.
Well, yeah, I heard about Justice League, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah,
before,
Justice League.
Now that's a movie I'd see.
Yeah,
Justice League.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Legion of Doom.
Yes, with that guy. I want that guy.
I know, I want to get him back.
Okay.
I think that was Ted Knight.
Was it Ted Knight?
Yeah.
Who's Ted Knight?
You don't remember Ted Knight? Okay, did you ever see Caddyshack?
Is that Ted Danson's brother?
Yes. They have the same name.
Yeah, that's how it works,
that's
right?
That's how he passes down, the first name. But you never saw Caddyshack?
Oh, I've seen Caddyshack. You see the guy
in
Caddyshack?
He's the bad guy.
The gopher? The old...
Yes, yeah, he's the gopher.
I hate you so much. Such an ass. Or I know you're a huge fan of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Who's Mary Tyler? And why do I want to see
more
of her?
And why do you want more of her?
What happened to the less? I'm a
idiot. I don't want to talk to you. Dan, you talk.
Wait, so he was in Iron Man?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
I hate you.
No, we're done with you.
Okay, tell us more about the Avengers, Dan.
There's nothing else to say.
Okay.
I mean, I think the scene at the end of the movie, the secret scene after the credits, is probably the best one out of all of those Marvel movies.
So I missed it.
I go to YouTube
when you know all those other Marvel movies. Oh, and you know you're gonna have one.
I don't get so no. So there's the one right after the brief credits. Yeah. Which what's the name of that? Is that He?
Fuck if I know.
It's like He Hulk or what's that guy's name?
She Hulk.
Yeah, She Hulk.
Whatever.
He Man in the Masters.
What do we know? We'll talk off air about what it is because I
honestly have no idea.
You saw it.
I know, but I have no idea what the guy's name is.
Red Hulk?
No, yes. The after the credits.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
that's
like,
what you're talking
it's
about?
Evil Hulk.
No, that at the very
that's
end.
That's what I'm talking about. Very end. I haven't seen it off the air. Tell me about that.
Oh, okay.
I
yeah,
don't
yeah,
spoil
yeah.
it for Chris.
Oh,
of course.
Care.
Just tell us.
It's like, I don't give okay, a shit.
Okay, brief spoiler alert. Now, come back in 15 seconds. Daniel, go.
So, it's right after the final battle. And you know how they're talking about going to that restaurant?
Yes.
They're all sitting in the restaurant looking awkwardly at each other eating.
Oh, I
it's
wish
hilarious.
I waited for that.
It's
okay.
great.
So they don't say anything?
No, it's just like that. It's great because like Thor's looking at his sandwich going, what the fuck is this? Why is everybody enjoying this?
And that's kind of great.
Like, and then right before the smash cut, it's just him shoving it in his face.
Nice. Okay.
It's
okay,
great.
All right.
So it's like basically after a giant, huge battle, they're like, yeah, go get something to eat?
Yeah, yeah like,
because Iron Man, he makes like the joke like, hey, let's all go up for shawarma. All right, we're back. Okay, your opinion, Daniel. On the okay, so my thoughts. I really liked you have all these different movies because yeah, they're building up to the Avenger movie.
Yeah,
but to lead up to that, you have to have the Iron Man movie, the Captain America movie, the Hulk movie, blah 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 blah.
Sure.
Each of those done by a different director.
Yeah.
Each has their own kind of style. So
I don't feel like you need the character development going into that movie.
No, that's not my point. I'm just saying that. They're all Marvel Universe, right. But they exist... Like Iron Man went for this very realistic kind of...
like based in science.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, that's the character, but the movie feel of it is just kind of... we're going for this more... it's less fantastical, it's less tongue-in-cheek, more serious, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw in Tony Stark into a movie where there's Thor... and gods and Nords and all this shit. Like, yeah, that's Marvel. That's this universe they exist in. But it just was like, oh yeah, Iron Man's just a goofy, like,
playboy billionaire.
That guy with
yeah,
a toy.
And that was the weird thing of, like, having Iron Man in the same universe as a Thor is kind of weird. I don't know. It stood out to me as like, oh yeah, and then they're fighting aliens and gods and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you like it better when it's more ground in reality.
Yeah, and maybe that's just my... actual feelings on comic book.
Well, and I think all the Thor stuff is just, you know, cheesy and dumb.
Yeah. And also the character Thor, cheesy and dumb.
Well, yeah.
I do not like that guy.
I hate his brother even more.
Loki? Oh my god. Loki...
with Loco.
Yeah.
He is such... maybe it's the actor, but I don't...
I actually think the actor played that character the way
that's
it was...
that's just the character.
It was written. He's supposed to be like a whiny, you know,
yeah.
Look at me, I'm king, why doesn't everybody
yeah.
kneel to me?
Yeah. And that's kind of, that's why he did that in the first place of like,
mm-hmm.
just being self-centered. And, yeah. and the whole thing is because his, couldn't live up to his brother, blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
yeah. But just as the whole premise, and also he's the bad guy in the Thor movie.
Yeah.
Is that, he? Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
kind of like. So then when you're going to make your first Avenger movie, you're going to use Loki?
Yeah, that, I don't know. It's kind of shitty. Like, I mean, like, at least have, like, a different... because obviously probably the Marvel Universe... or, not the Marvel Universe, but the Avengers... at least had, like, some, you know, villains that maybe weren't just from other comic books. But, but I don't know. That's would be kind of disappointing. Because, like, if you just, like, say, watch the Thor movie, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna go see the Avengers... oh, it's Loki again.
Yeah, so that was... so I saw it with Cassie's dad and her little brother, and they rented Thor the night before.
Yeah.
And a little kid, he's all excited about Thor in the movie.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, that guy was in Thor. Like, oh, it's Thor. You're like, just because you just saw the movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just saw Thor last night, the night before, what?
Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. The mic's in front. Okay, let me scoot this closer.
This is good radio.
All right. If I saw Thor the night before and then went to go see the Avengers, I think I'd be a little bored.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, What? I don't know. There's more explosions.
I got a question. Is the guy with the arrows, like, really just fucking useless? Like, so, is that his only superpower, is that he can shoot bow and arrow and he has, like, really good vision?
So, sure, maybe, yeah. Maybe that's the point. I would actually like to see a movie about him.
What's his name?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Because it is an interesting character, but... So, there's a scene... It's towards the end of the movie where they're having the big battle, blah, blah, blah. And then, what's the Black Widow, what's her name, right?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, is that the character's name?
No.
Yes.
What's the character's name?
Something Scarlett, like, Johansson.
No, the name of her hero persona.
It's,
Black Widow. Black Widow.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Scarlet Widow.
Scarlet Widow.
So
Black Scarlet.
There's a point where they're, like, designating roles. Okay, Iron Man, you fucking fly because you're Iron Man. You can handle your shit. Thor, you can fly and you got electricity and hammers. You're badass. Why don't you go do that? Captain America, you're pretty cool too. Hulk, you can just rip the shit out of anything.
I think this is verbatim.
Hulk's like the linchpin to saving the world.
Really? And everyone's like, fuck it, dude. So that was kind of cool of like Hulk. Everyone's like, dude, fucking Hulk, man.
Yeah.
Like, terrified of him. And they actually play that character up to where you realize he is unstoppable.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
But so they're all divvying it up, and they're like, Hawkeye, get on the roof and be our eyes. And it's like, you've got a bogey. It's like, dude, like, yeah, you can shoot arrows and stuff, but like, when everyone else is that badass, like, I think we're good without you, man. You could sit this one out.
Yeah, you hang back.
Both of them, him and her.
Yeah. What's her thing? She just like, can fight hand to hand?
Shoot stuff?
She was using handguns. And it's like,
that's... stupid. So her big thing is that she's a spy. She's not supposed to be this crazy.
So she's super manipulative person. And she can get intel. And like, there's a couple cool things with her of like,
yeah,
really, really clever with how she manipulates like Loki and certain things like that.
Okay.
So that works. But Hawkeye, they're like, okay, you guys all can fly. Hulk, you can pretty much fly because you're just jumping from building to building.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, just get up on that building and let us know what's up.
You hang back and, you know, you make us some refreshments for when we get back.
Also, they're all communicating.
Makes a mean sandwich.
Yeah. You notice they're all communicating with each other, but they didn't have headsets?
Yep. So what, they just eat? Like,
no, they're like, okay, you've got, okay, I hear that, let's do that.
Yeah.
Like, talking normal pitch, you're like...
There's nothing in their ears. They don't explain how they're able to communicate with each other.
Here's these things you put on your suit.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, talking normally, and everyone can hear each other. No, nothing.
Isn't there, like, explosions and shit going on? And, like,
so
trash trucks?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, so that was kind of funny.
That's weird.
It's all right.
What else? I mean, there's definitely suspensions of disbelief that...
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Yeah, like everything.
Yeah, like the fact that it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the problem I had was that...
Yeah, they can communicate.
How do they communicate?
What the fuck?
Bullshit.
Do you think Batman will be able to beat its box office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Because so many people were so stoked off of Dark Knight. And they know, like, oh, this is, like, the last one that Nolan's going to do. And
yeah, I'm curious. Yeah.
I mean, I had no expectations for this movie and was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I might consider doing the Midnight... showing thing again for Dark Knight.
I don't want to. I don't like midnight showings. I don't like people in theaters.
You don't like, oh, well, that sucks.
No, I'm saying like midnight where the whole thing's packed and you're seeing a movie, you're tired. Like, I'd rather see it like a matinee, like middle of the week.
I don't know. I like the whole experience though, because then when you do see it with a bunch of people for the first time and like something shocking, like you can hear like a gasp in the audience or people clapping and whatever. The ones that we've gone to, Dan, have been like...
they've been real experiences.
Yeah, like one, like 300 was like a good one. Yeah, I know. But then we also saw Dark Knight Midnight Premiere.
I didn't do that with you.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
That one was fine. And then we saw Episode 3.
Did not do that with you.
I thought you did that with us. Nope. Shit.
I was working.
The fuck,
like
Dan?
Like an adult.
You call yourself a nerd.
No. So...
No, actually the best one for me was the Cloverfield one.
Yeah,
that
that was a fun one.
That was
one.
Really, really good.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, now thinking about it again, it's probably dumb. I'll go see it at that theater in San Juan.
The
super comfy seat.
The VIP. I think I'd see it in IMAX
I'm going to see Dark Knight in IMAX.
I think I'd want to see it in IMAX.
Absolutely. I saw Dark Knight Rises. I saw Dark Knight in IMAX, and it was
Yeah, because is this one shot for IMAX?
So they, because they had, you remember how they had like those scenes split across the movie that were shot in that high def IMAX camera?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh my god. Like the opening scene was all shot, because they still do kind of like extremely good like high def footage.
Yeah.
And the whole opening scene was shot. And as soon as the movie started in that scene, people gasped. Because it was just the flyover of the city all silent.
Yeah.
Because everyone was blown away by the quality of the picture. And it was really, really, like, nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what's that?
It's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Yeah,
I think we have a visitor.
The first one ever.
Oh, first guest on today's episode.
We have many more later.
Oh god, first of many. Cassie,
what's up?
You need to talk into your microphone.
Hi. I'm the crasher.
Yay!
Jesus Christ,
we've just been crashed by Cassie.
But she brought us beer and whiskey, so. She can stay.
Yes.
Granted, whiskey's only $8, so don't worry about it.
Still good.
Yeah.
You gotta talk
into the microphone.
She doesn't know how to use a microphone.
Okay. You talk like this.
You used to sing.
You gotta get a brand on that.
She looks like she's going on a field trip.
We're
going to Knott's Berry Farm.
Do you have your permission slip?
Fuck you.
Whoa, we don't pass on this. Our parents listen to this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Think of all the work that I have to do to, you know, beep all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God. Or bleep.
Beep.
No, he beeps it.
I don't bleep it, I beep it.
I'm going to bleep the beeps.
You're going to what?
So, other than Avengers, what else? That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of forgettable.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You know, I've been doing a lot of
jacking it.
Yeah.
What's
I've gotten deep into a Diablo hole.
Oh, and then the groans ensue.
It's not good. I need an intervention. This needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, I hit about 50 hours today. So
Justin, we are here to tell you that you have a problem.
I know I have a problem.
That's why I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
Your fiance / future wife is here to tell you that you need to stop.
I don't want to stop. You have a problem.
Neither do I.
Well, then you're not going to help at
all. Yeah, I know.
Of course not.
Well, Dan and I are just feeding the addiction. We're like texting each other today, like, all right, I'm at dinner. I'm going to be home. Then we'll play. And then we Dan like has to wake up at like 5 in the morning, but he like gets off.
And you know what? I was up until 12:30 last night.
And Dan, because we played for a couple hours, and I said, how much longer do you want to go? He's like, I got another hour. I can't sleep. I said, you can't sleep because you're playing Diablo. You're not trying to sleep.
Fuck up.
Oh, God. Yeah, we don't need to bore you with it, but that's what we...
It's fun. It's gotten bad.
Yeah, just more so they really have designed it to feed an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Blizzard knows exactly what it's doing.
Like, at a certain point, it's not even gameplay. It's just addiction. I'll just leave the window alone.
Yeah, you're done.
Okay, so anyway.
I also played through Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 is great.
Two?
Nice. No, I've played
through
2.
He's going through,
I played through 2, and that is...
It's great.
It's great.
Yeah,
I mean, it's awesome. Since I've gotten my PlayStation, probably the best game that I've played.
Yeah.
It's really... And I also...
She came out, like,
the Game of the Year edition that I got also came with two of the DLC stuff, packs.
Yeah.
Shadow Broker is great. If you ever want to, you know, pop that back in...
I rather do that than probably go play 3.
Yeah. Well, Tate, you can just take my copy, play the two DLCs at some point.
I have the Xbox One.
Oh, okay. Good for
you. And I already have the DLC, because I bought it like two Christmases ago, because it was like $1, and I haven't played it. So
it's like $1.
Speaking of addiction. Buying things you don't need.
Yeah.
So, I also started getting into 3, and...
How's that?
It's not good. I don't know if I'm going to finish it.
I like it. I finished it.
If this was called the Chris Cast,
it would be a much better show.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You like it.
I like it.
Why?
I don't know. Because, like, okay, what's your problems with it? I think that's...
I hate what they did to all the characters from the last game.
What did they do?
It's just like a, hey, remember this guy? Well, and they just pop up, they do, like, one thing, and then that's it.
Well, that's because that's the whole point of the game, man. No, it's like, because they're supposed to wrapping all of these storylines up.
The whole point, too, is building up a team, and then part three, hey, let's build up a new team.
I guess...
It's stupid.
I don't know.
I'm not going to play it.
Chris, I'm not asking to play it, you fucking asshole. I liked it.
I don't find any of the new characters that you meet as memorable or as well-written as any of the...
I don't recall the new characters, which is actually speaks to your point, because,
so...
I just use all of the old people that join my squad. But, yeah, I completely agree with that, but... I don't know. I found it enjoyable. It's not nearly as long as 2. 2 mm-hmm. was just felt like once it you completed
made
it,
you felt a little rushed.
Probably, yeah. Because all of it
definitely does,
and all the stuff is DLC,
reused assets.
Yeah, maybe? Or just like
there's also a lot of technical issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
so I like which it. Proves my point. I'm done with the BioWare.
With BioWare as a company,
yes.
What else did they make?
You got big in the Dragon Age.
So they go way back with Baldur's Gate and all that stuff. And I played through Dragon Age 1 and loved that game. Good throwback kind of PC RPG, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Sunk a lot of time into it. And then Dragon Age 2 came out and it was the worst.
Yeah.
It was just terrible. Rushed in every way.
Yeah.
Totally stripped down. And I feel like they
the definition of reused assets.
They burned a lot of goodwill with it. Yeah, you have. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
But you a million times go to dungeons to do stuff.
It's a lazy game.
It's the same exact dungeon every time. You're in a different location. Like, hey, let's go into here, and it's the same place. And I feel like that kind of burned me on it. And then hearing stuff about Mass Effect 3, I'm sure it's great.
I think Shepard was such a. I liked him as a character, and I just wanted to see how it wrapped up.
So, are you playing male Shepard?
Yes.
Okay. Default? Did you like create
default?
Him?
Yes. Yeah. Because I don't want to put like a custom name in there because they'll never call you by the name that you put in there because
it's your first name Shepard. No matter what name you put.
I thought your last name was Shepard.
Yeah, your last name.
Right. That's why they all call you Shepard.
But like, I thought you could also change the last name too.
No.
Because then they just be like, oh, hey, Captain.
They always call you Shepard.
Hey, buddy. It's my old friend, you.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I got it off of Gamefly and just rented it and just... That was the last game I used on Gamefly, and then I canceled after that. But I just wanted to play it, and I played it. I liked it. 2's still way better and my favorite. So, but I enjoyed it, so... Fuck all you.
Well, all right. Furthermore, what else have you been up to? Have you seen any movies?
I've been on Netflix, and actually Netflix got in a few like better movies, actually.
Seems like they updated their catalog recently.
Drive's on there now.
Yeah.
So I rewatched Drive. And...
Drive's on Watch Instantly?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's so good.
Let's just talk about Drive for the next hour.
That sounds like a fucking plan.
Cassie didn't like it.
Because
she's squeamish.
I liked it. It just totally freaked me out. And
so they did the thing where they thought they were going into like a Fast and Furious movie.
Oh no!
They had no idea.
They're like, love Ryan Gosling. We might as well go see this.
Yeah,
movie.
Who'd you see it with?
I saw it with Emily.
Oh.
Yeah, and we walked out of there thinking we will never look at Ryan Gosling the same.
It's like the Notebook. Yeah, it's like the Notebook meets the stairs, Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I'll never look at him the same
we'll
way, and
never
that just
get
means
an elevator
I'm fully
ever again.
Just like when, because if you ever see him not talking, you're like, he's about to fuck somebody up.
Oh my god!
Even if it's like a romantic comedy,
be in a room with him alone.
Yeah.
Is Ryan Gosling ever in an elevator in the Notebook?
No. Bad. Nice contrast.
But he does stomp a face in. Oddly enough.
Take that, Rachel McAdams.
Oh man, I need to watch the Notebook.
Yes. And then choke someone with a notebook.
Oh, so that's what the movie's
about. Where it gets its name, yeah.
Choke of my heartache.
I don't understand why
we
wouldn't like
it,
this.
Dan.
We should really watch the Notebook.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that's on there, and I just rewatched. They put a bunch of Darren Aronofsky movies on there. So
ooh,
I rewatched Memento.
Yeah,
such a good movie.
The best.
So awesome, and I always forget how much I like Joey Pantoliano.
He plays Pants.
Joey Pants. Mm-hmm. He's my boy. I love that guy.
Always wears a hat.
Always wears a hat. Usually has a mustache.
Usually.
Yeah, but...
always has that face.
Always has that same face.
I don't know how he does it.
But man...
Character actor, am I right?
He's real good.
He is a champion.
Yeah, well...
So, like, that's on there, and then I'm going to rewatch Insomnia. And then they also put Pie on there, too.
You said Aronofsky, and then talked about...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Nolan. My bad. But they also put Pie on there.
But Pie
has been up there for a while. But
it has. Oh, yeah. They finally put it on my page where they're just like, "Oh, you might like this." I'm like, "Oh, Pie is on there."
Pie is one of my favorite movies.
Pie is real good.
I haven't watched it in a while. I need to watch it again.
I think I watched it like 5 years ago.
Could you go back and watch Requiem?
No,
I don't think I can.
I've seen it once. I think once is enough. Never watch it again.
I don't know if I could do it.
It scarred me.
Have you seen it, Cassie? Oh, you need to see it.
Talk about like a downer.
But not with Justin. Just like, I can't watch it.
They need to show that movie to sixth graders.
Show it in school.
Yes, talk about, public service announcement.
Anti-drug week.
Yes.
We're going to watch Requiem for a Dream.
Darren needs to get on that.
Yeah.
Freaking show that to sixth graders.
Yeah,
Is she coming
take
out?
This dare.
Does he have a new movie coming out?
Huh?
Is there any talks of a new movie of his?
With Darren?
Yeah.
I can look it up.
After Black Swan?
I can look it up, but yeah, I don't know.
Fact checking.
He was supposed to. Oh wait, no, he wasn't. Oh, he was.
You're getting confused. Dark Knight Rises.
No. But I remember a while ago when they were talking about him doing
The Wrestler 2.
No, the Wolverine movie.
Oh, remember God, that? That's right.
Yeah.
Because of the.
Oh yeah.
The what's his name? Wolverine.
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
The Jackman.
Jack Human. Because of The Fountain.
I didn't like The Fountain.
I really like The Fountain.
Not a fan.
Really good.
I've never seen The Fountain.
Not a fan.
It's not a fan.
Not a fan.
Well.
Not a fan.
You're not a fan. You're not a true fan. So, Black Swan, what is it?
It says he's supposed to do a movie called Noah, the epic Bible tale of Noah and the Ark.
Fuck me, that sounds cool.
It's got Jennifer Connelly and Russell Crowe is Noah.
and Jennifer Connelly is the whale.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Wait.
What?
I think there's a whale in Noah. There's no whale in the ark.
That's Jonah?
That's Jonah. That's the ship.
There's an ocean, there's whales around.
I thought you said Jonah.
It's called My Name is Jonah.
Soundtrack.
Oh, that's so weird that he's taking on like a Bible story.
Okay, so...
It's going to be so fucked up.
I've got two layers to this, bear with me. I read there's this article on super popular movies and the stories that they rip off. Not rip off, but they take from, and the directors have even admitted to it. Pinocchio is the story of Jonah and the whale.
Uh-huh.
And then that's where my tie-in to the article is. But I read this whole bit on Fight Club and Old School. And the movie Old School is a shot-by-shot remake of Fight Club.
Well, I know they have. I remember the one scene of them down in the basement.
Yes.
Doing the wrestling.
So they
and it's, fighting each other.
I'll have to look up what is.
Shit!
So,
actually, that's so weird you say that.
So it's fucking brilliant, and the director. It's the Hangover guy. What's his name?
It's
Oh golly!
What's his fucking face?
Anyway, so Old School. They said that he even admitted to it too. But they showed actual clips of scene comparisons.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're discussing Fight Club, and then they show,
Owen Wilson?
So, it's Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
And Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Right. So, they say
Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips.
Sorry.
That Luke Wilson's character is Edward Norton. He's he's the narrator.
Yeah.
And then Vince Vaughn's character is Tyler Durden. And they show shot-by-shot stuff of them, like introducing like the frat kind of stuff, and then they show it to a scene against like Welcome to Fight Club. There's the basement scene of like the wrestling, and then it's like the fight scene. There's all these scenes.
The stuff at work? Yeah. Like where like they...
Yeah, he,
like,
that has... he's at work and that he's like making copies and he's in a suit and he's got a little blood on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Shot by shot, it is...
Can't talk about the fraternity.
You can't... No. It, outstanding. And then it
so
kind
does that
of...
make Will Ferrell Marla?
I think that makes Will Ferrell Bob.
Bob?
Bob yes. as bitch sit.
I would... So... It was the most interesting thing. And you're like, well, just kind of super popular movie. They just ripped off Fight Club and made it a comedy. And it's scene for scene.
That's so weird. But yeah, I totally see that.
Kind of interesting, though.
That is kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Fight Club.
Fight Club. It was great.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about...
Jonah, what's your favorite book of the Bible, Chris?
Exodus. Just Exodus, a great yeah. story.
Yeah. Oh,
I think it's also
started.
Called The Greatest Story Ever Told. Oh. Or is that the whole book?
I believe that's the Old Testament.
Wait, what?
No.
Wait.
Yes, the Old Testament is the greatest story ever told.
Last Temptation of Christ. Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about.
Jesus we were Christ talking about yes, we were talking about Aronofsky.
Christopher Aronofsky.
Christopher
Walken.
Since
Walken. You got the two confused.
So yeah, I've been watching a few on there. Still too scared to watch Dear Zachary. I don't want to cry.
Dear Zachary?
It's this documentary. Can you explain it?
Great,
you saw it.
Great documentary.
I don't know if we talked about it, but I just...
I think we did a long time ago. It's a documentary about
this guy
who died or is allegedly killed, and his best friend goes around to all the friends and family of who this guy had touched in his life.
Ew.
And the idea is that he makes this documentary about all these people saying nice things because the guy
sad.
Had a Son. Child. And the documentary is to show the child about
how great
his dad was.
Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
And like, yeah, I'm going to... cry so hard when I watched that. Did you tear up a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, I cried.
Yeah.
Dan cries?
Yes, I cried.
He got the upgrade. He can cry now.
Officially human.
Dan upgrade.
It's very painful.
But it's still on my instant queue. I think it's like my second
should,
one.
I think you should watch it. It's a very, very well-made documentary.
Yeah.
Puts Canadians in a whole new light.
Yeah. And then,
just gonna say it.
But my number one that I still need to see is this one called Dead Man with Johnny Depp, and it's the same director movie Coffee and Cigarettes.
Oh my god, I love that.
That
movie.
Guy. I forgot what
that guy's
name.
I can't remember his name either.
We're so bad with this.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee. John Coffee.
But it's
Coffee
like,
Scorsese.
But it's this independent Western that he made with Johnny Depp back in like the early 90s.
That sounds awesome.
And it's on Netflix, so I still need to see
it. Black and white?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white. And then I also just finished watching this British series on Netflix called Peep Show.
Doctor Who.
Yep.
Oh, Peep Show.
Yeah.
Is
a show, yes.
It's a program
a
from
program?
The BBC.
No, wait. Yeah, okay. Go on.
But it's basically...
Wait, hold on.
Are you thinking of Vegas and the Peep Show?
No, Cassie, I'm not an idiot.
That's gross.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Cassie.
No, I am thinking of the Hulu
It's the same show.
Okay, it is the same show.
Yeah, like because it's also on Netflix.
It's set in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's basically about these two guys who live in this flat in London.
Yeah, they're the guys.
And they're two best... They're the guys. You know, they're goofing around... They go on the peep shows. It's great.
Both of them are British.
Yeah. But about these two guys, like one works in finances, the other one is like this pop, like struggling, like pop techno artist or whatever, like British pop.
Oh, nice.
Like Dan.
Yeah, like Dan, like mm-hmm. electronica stuff.
Yeah.
But the way the show is shot is from perspective. So you take, you just watch it from each person's perspective.
Oh, is that actually how they shoot the whole thing?
Yeah, they shoot the whole show like that. And, like, in the beginning, it's a little bit annoying, but, like, once you get a couple episodes in, you get used to it, and actually, it's kind of cool.
Hmm.
I like how it... And then you'll get perspectives of other people, too, like, other characters that come into the show, so... But it was actually really funny. I like... They had, like, 7 seasons on there, but British shows are only, like, 6 episodes a season, so... It's miserable. Oh.
So it's, like, 2 seasons.
Yeah, basically.
For American TV shows.
Yeah, it's two seasons of How I Met Your Mother.
We have like 30 episode seasons.
Yeah, and that's a short season.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So yeah, I watched that. I really liked it.
Oh, that's nice.
I would suggest it if you have nothing else to watch on Netflix.
Peep Show.
Peep
Just
Show.
Just Google Peep Show.
Just Google Peep Show.
Sage Furf.
Okay. Oh, Black Velvet, kick it in.
Click on images and go wild.
Yeah. Good times.
That'll keep you busy for days.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
You know, I'm your fiance and I'm sitting in the same room as you.
Wait, who?
You gotta go on your field trip soon, so you're ready. No. Gotta go mine some fool's gold.
No.
Oh, golly. But that's pretty much it for me. I hadn't really watched a lot. So, take it easy. Okay. So, what's up with you?
I watched The Avengers.
Okay.
Saw, I don't know. Not too long, long ago. We watched the Conan O'Brien documentary.
Oh, Can't Stop? That was really good.
Oh,
and we've
God.
All seen it, so this is great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, I, for the longest time, following Conan when he got the new Tonight Show,
yeah.
And then following all this stuff when the show was canceled and moving on to...
TBS.
UPN.
Thanks, TBS.
That's not even around anymore.
I know.
Tyler anyway, Perry Network.
Yeah. yeah. So, been a huge fan of him for years and years and years, and when he was on the Late Night Show.
Steam Coco.
But for a while, you get busy, I don't watch the show much anymore.
Yeah.
But I still like Conan.
Yeah.
And then noticed that was on Watch Instantly, and we sat down and watched it. And Conan has got to be the most, like, lovable, charismatic man alive.
Yeah.
And even when he's, like, an ass and a dick and trying to get stuff done, you can't, like, help but, like, love him.
You can't blame him for the situation he was in.
So, no. But that whole thing, but like, so the movie, for those who haven't seen it, like him, it's in between him leaving the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And being unemployed and looking for a network to take his show. But it was like 6 months in his contract, he could not be on television. So he said, fuck it, let's do a live show. And they toured around the world?
Country.
And did live shows.
Yeah.
And it was them following him along with the kind of conception of the show and going to different tours and kind of showing him behind the scenes and all that stuff. And I loved it. So you guys all saw it.
So funny.
Yeah.
Like, I just love, because like, even when he has like nothing to work with. And he'll be, like, in a writer's room, and he's like, hey, guys, look, banana telephone.
No.
And he's like, no one laughs, and he's just like, forget it. And he drops the phone.
And he forces, like, it's the writing staff trying to come up with ideas, and he forces each one to have an idea to talk into the banana.
Yeah.
And, like, they try, he's like, this is stupid, I don't want to talk. He's like, we can't hear you, you gotta talk into the banana.
Yeah, like, his assistant has him talking to the phone.
And just, like, you know, the tiny cone and stuff, but, like, that guy is a workhorse.
Yeah.
Doing shows every night, you know, on cable.
Yeah.
But that show, just like seeing him broken down, like at points, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, like, just the kind of the love for Conan, I don't think there's anyone, people may not watch his show, but I don't think there's anyone that doesn't like Conan.
Yeah. I mean, you like, know, especially in our age group. I think,
yeah, he plays to our demographic.
I know, but...
Well...
Yeah.
We don't like to
but
talk
I mean,
about
even,
him.
Like, older people, like, don't have that same kind of love even for Jay Leno or something. They might have had the same feelings for, like, a Carson. Mm-hmm. Like, because people love Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
But, like, I think with Conan, especially since he did go through this whole thing, it brought a lot of his fans even closer to him.
Yeah, he's just affable, I guess is the word.
Yeah. I don't know, he just kind of seems like one of us. Like, he's not, like, a suave, like, cool guy. He's just, like, he's a tall, nerdy ginger.
Yeah, and, like,
acting
I saw...
goofy.
There was, like a comic that he... Because I saw a Facebook feed or something.
Yeah.
And it was, like, famous ghosts. And it showed Or, like, type of ghost. And there was, like, a Pac-Man ghost, and there was, like, Casper the ghost, and then there was a picture of Conan O'Brien in a Speedo. And, like, and he promoted that photo.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's awesome. He's, and he's just that kind of guy, not afraid to make fun of himself. And it was a good documentary.
I just like how in there you actually get to see, like, it's, like, a need for him to entertain
people. Like, his... It's not about the money. It's not a self-centered thing. He just lives by making people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, more than anything, like, there's a lot of comics that do that for a living, but I don't feel... I think they just do it because they're good at it.
Yeah.
But you really saw him lose a part of himself not being able to perform.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that was cool. Let's see here.
Though the part that stuck out for me the most is when I think they were in New York, and it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was just like so broken down after the show and tired and stuff.
Yeah,
and there's still a crowd of people outside, and his manager is like, "No, you're not going." He's like,
"Yes,
these people are standing outside. I have to go."
Yeah,
and he's got visibly mad at his manager for telling him that no, you should sleep. You have a show in the morning.
Yeah,
and like he was. Losing his voice, and they were trying to save his voice, but he couldn't help meeting and like doing the meet and greet.
Yeah,
and trying to like see everyone.
People were standing out in the street looking for autographs.
Yeah,
like, so he has to when he sees that he has to go downstairs and sign autographs for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
so just a cool guy. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw we don't need to talk about any of it, but I finally saw
yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, Hugo. Was good.
I enjoyed it.
It's all right.
I liked it a lot more than you guys did, obviously.
Yep.
I thought you already talked about that on the last podcast.
Dan probably saw it. I don't know.
I think we saw it together, right, Dan?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I thought
it was definitely a lot better than I thought it was going
to
be.
I think it was a movie that Martin Scorsese wanted to make for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I think more than anything, it proved his love of cinema.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's very... I appreciate that Martin Scorsese can make a movie that isn't about gangsters killing each other.
Sure.
And hard, dark kind of stuff. He's like, I can make a good movie. It's PG, doesn't have to have any cursing, nothing bad. And just the... It was just him, like, showing his appreciation for the art of cinema. I appreciated that.
Yeah,
I appreciate the film history that he put into
it.
Kind of cool.
Film.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the whole... Because I remember from, like an art history class... Not art history, but a film history class. Like, that... The first movie... that relative first movie.
The first narrative?
Of the people going to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Trip to the moon.
Yeah. Launching the rocket to the moon's eye. And spinning his own kind of alternate narrative onto that stuff.
Was
really, really cool. And I think... is lost on people that don't have an appreciation for that kind of history.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Because I remember going in, because like I remember when we were looking to see a movie, like I didn't really, because I feel with that movie the ad campaign just really hurt it, because it made it seem like it was just like a kid's movie about this kid just running around and he's gonna get this robot or something like that, like this like wind up toy,
and
like because they I'm kind of glad they didn't show anything about the film history, because I was so pleasantly surprised.
Huge, great surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when the robot, like, starts drawing the picture, and I'm like, what is this? And then it signs, like, Lumiere Brothers, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, this
Like, that movie definitely took a good turn halfway through.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, gosh, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
What else? We saw something else in theater, didn't we? Cassie?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Avengers.
Oh, God. What remember was The Gray, and then we saw something.
Oh, like The Gray.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Gray.
Gray's good. Go watch The Gray.
Yeah, I love The Gray.
Gray's good. Go watch The Gray.
Gray's good. Go watch Conan.
Yes.
But there was something else we saw.
Recently.
Pretty sure.
You were real.
What else
real
has been drunk. Out? Hold on. Let's just name movies. American Pie.
A Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes. Oh, God. I'm about to get
That's on Netflix, too.
Go watch Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. What's been up? We saw something.
I don't remember.
You're useless.
Sorry. Men in Black 3.
Nope. MI3.
But we've been getting ready for that. We watched the first
one. She's never seen the Men in Black movies.
I've never seen the Men in Black movies.
What? I really like the first one. I don't like the second one.
Yeah, but it's still worth watching.
I'm sure, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, hopefully it's more like the first one where, like, because I feel like the second one was just, like, first one was such a great success, we could just throw something together, throw Johnny Knoxville in there, he's rising, get some chick in a bra, have her running around.
It's always fun.
Let's make the dog a bigger character, which is really annoying.
Oh yeah, he's like an agent in that movie, right?
Yeah. So,
I guess that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Cass?
Have you guys seen Haywire?
No.
No.
Who's in it? Because I feel like I've heard of it.
The Bobby MMA Boy. Chick and Channing Tatum, right?
No, it's the director of Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, golly, sorry. 5-year engagement we saw.
Oh, yeah.
What a piece of fucking trash.
Oh, Jason Segel.
maybe I'm being too harsh on it. Did you like it?
I liked the beginning and the middle. So, got lost.
You know what that movie's not about?
5-year engagement?
A 5-year engagement. Total market confusion with the ads and all that stuff. Yeah, they're engaged, but it could have just been generic, relationship problem movie directed by Apatow.
Yeah.
Yay. That was it. Not really. I kind of...
Apatow's starting to get off his game.
I'm done. Funny People, it was better than Funny People, but not... But it still had the same kind of midway through, like, oh, this is like, not this the movie.
Like, this is like
I
a drama
bought.
Now? Yeah.
They are making a sequel to 40-Year-Old Virgin, though.
Why?
It's not called...
That's even, like, not one of my favorite ones of his.
No.
Since
you're
40-Year-Old, he's a virgin, now I saw
a 40-Year-Old one-time
version. It's not a direct sequel. It's a...
Spinoff?
They call it the sort of sequel. It's following...
Seth Rogen's character.
No, it's following Paul Rudd and the other woman's characters.
Mindy Kaling?
From...
The
from
Office?
From The Office. No.
Yeah.
No, she's an SNL woman.
Kristen Wiig? No.
The girl in Funny People.
Judd Apatow's wife?
All that stuff, yes. Anyway.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, like 40, like something like about them being older or something
like
that?
Yeah, it's a spinoff of 40-Year-Old Virgin of the exact
husband.
Oh,
it's called like This is 40 or something like that. That's a spinoff?
Yes, it's a spinoff. It's not the same, yes, it's the same actors, but it's actually
the
same exact characters from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Why not have its own thing?
Well, they figured we're using the same actors for everything anyway. Might as well connect it together.
I suppose. Oh my god, that's stupid.
Do you think all the Apatow movies exist in the same universe?
You can't
fucking care.
Okay.
Dennis is like, I hate Judd Apatow.
So, Haywire.
What's up with Haywire?
A lot of big names. And
like who? Name one. Name one.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But that's not Channing Tatum.
Who?
Antonio Banderas.
Puss in Boots?
Yes.
P&B.
Puss in Boots?
PB.
PB.
PB and a PB.
Michael Douglas.
No, I never heard of him.
Huge name.
Who?
Huge name, yeah.
Titan in Hollywood.
Yes.
It was a lot like Ocean's 11, only in an action movie, and it was kind of interesting.
So they rob a hotel?
No,
is Ocean's 11 a drama?
I thought it was a comedy.
A girl who's like a... Not a hit girl, but...
Oh, is this the one with the wrestler? Or, like,
yeah,
the boxer
chick? Yeah, it's an MMA fighter.
Gotcha. Oh!
The actual star of
the
movie is
I know what
arts.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a good movie. I'm surprised.
Was she a good actress?
She was.
Okay.
I mean, she was kind of one note the whole time, but...
But, I mean, for not acting before.
Gina
before,
Carano.
Gina Carano. Yeah.
Oh, Michael Fassbender's in it.
Oh.
He plays the bad
giant
guy.
Giant penis.
Yeah.
Very good movie. You should watch it.
Probably not.
Gives it 4 Cassies out of 5.
Ringing endorsement.
4 Channing Tatum.
And what else? You saw Avengers?
Now, what's that about?
It's about the Avengers.
A group of folks.
Okay.
Go to the Olive Garden.
Right.
Oh, God.
One gets lasagna, the other one gets
salad. One gets the breadsticks.
Also, Dan, how stupid is it that they're named the Avengers because of the guy who died? I'm not going to spoil anything.
Oh,
you just spoiled
it. It's only because
of
that one fucking guy.
But no, they came up with that name before.
No, it was afterwards because he even said as he was dying.
When he's in...
He said to Samuel Jackson, he says... Because as he's dying, he said, well, it's for the best because they need something to... And then he dies, and you know he's going to say Avenge.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
But
that's
I thought
so
that...
No, he never came up with it. I swear to God, it was because of the guy.
I could have sworn that
it's
when
the fucking worst.
He when that guy goes and recruit or shows Robert Downey Jr.
Maybe
the stuff he's like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. like off like maybe, off, okay, offhand yeah, says, yeah, yeah. Oh, is this more of that Avengers stuff?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But they do play that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
God, that sounds so stupid.
Haywire. Tell us about Haywire.
She said she likes it. She's done with it. Stop making her talk about it.
What else did you watch?
I don't know. You get mad at me for seeing movies without you. So what other movies have I seen that you wanted to see that you didn't get to see?
I don't care about wanting to see it.
Lover's Tiff.
She saw...
Working through some stuff on the podcast.
Just talk about what you've seen.
I said talk.
Not seen anything on your Xbox lately?
I've been watching on my Xbox lately.
What?
Nobody's come over to fix the sound to make sure. Go.
Sound go now.
Sound into TV.
Me sound. Me sound. Now.
It hurts your balls.
So we have a new segment on, like we do segments, on the show, which Chris is going to introduce.
Everybody knows, okay, everybody's heard of Craigslist, right?
Wait, what's Craigslist?
Okay. Great joke.
That's a place where I find casual sex.
So basically,
sex, right?
On Craigslist, you can
This is a dating website just for guys named Craig.
Yeah.
So far,
makes sense. Yeah.
It's Craig Ferguson and Craig.
And that's it.
And Craig.
What are the Craigs?
Craig Douglas.
Craig Kilborn.
Craig Sheen. Craig Baldwin, the Baldwin no one talks about.
So basically, on Craigslist, you can, you know. From used books to sex partners, you can find anything you want on Craigslist.
Or used sex partners.
Or used sex partners. So basically, you can, you know, you put up your ads for whatever you want to sell. Whether it be your Snatch or
your Lord of the Rings collection.
or your Snatch or your copy of Snatch.
Your Lord of the Rings collection.
You said used books and pussy.
Okay, gotcha.
You're not listening.
So basically, on the site, they have this thing called Best of Craigslist, which is basically the craziest ads that people put on Craigslist, and they're hilarious. So I thought I'd pick out a couple of them for you, and I would read them aloud. This first one...
Way to undersell it.
This first one is in the category of... on Craigslist, they have this thing called casual encounters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you meet someone in real life, and before you can maybe get their name or number or anything...
Because who has the time?
Who has the time to say, what's your name and
wait
number?
Wait a second, what's your name?
And, like, say... And so, like, if you want to somehow contact them, you put, like, where you met them, what you look like, what they look like, and then maybe they'll go on the site. It's like Serendipity. So, basically...
Wait, Serendipity?
Yeah, that movie with, what's his face? John Cusack. So anyways, here's one that I thought was really hilarious, and it's called, Did We Hook Up at the Megadeth/Motorhead Concert?
Yeah, we did.
And it says, me, blue hair, silver tube top, fishnets, knee-high black biker boots.
That could be anyone.
You, red mohawk, black pentagram tattoos, and viper piercings.
No.
I don't know what that is.
And here's a piercing of a viper.
And here's how it goes. I was grinding on you in the pit, and we went to the bathroom and got fucked up. And here we go. You had a nice cock, and I was wasted, so I let you raw dog in the stall.
What a raw dog?
I don't know.
What is a raw dog?
And it says, you were really good, and you had to gag me so I wouldn't make too much noise. And it says, here's the kicker, that's so funny, where it says, anyway, I'm pregnant, it's yours. Contact me if you want to be a part of your child's life. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Oh, no.
Oh. So that's the first one, guys.
You guys was never going to metal concert.
That was, oh my god, when I first read that, I was on the floor.
So you guys want to go see Megadeth?
God, it was so
I've
crazy.
I've seen Megadeth. I know
what's
what happens there.
What's a raw dog?
No condom.
Is it like... Oh!
Dan knows.
Dan's been to Megadeth. That was Dan.
Damn, it was you!
You're smart enough to go raw dog.
Oh, red mohawk.
I, just,
I love how she said you had to gag me so it wouldn't make so much noise. There's already enough noise at a Megadeth concert.
Yeah, shut up.
She must have just been going nuts. And anyways, you have a nice cock. That was so funny. Okay.
Nice one, Dan.
And then,
Dan. Who knows, took him on piercing.
Way to go. Yeah. Your Viper piercing.
It's all adding up.
And then this last one, it's really funny. It's just an ad, and it's called Manhood Camping. And it says, Manhood Camping Fire Quest. Looking for 100% real bros to share / experience manhood in all of its glory. This is for real. This is for real. I don't want to waste your time or mine.
Go on.
This guy's name is Joe, and he says, 100% Joe and manhood, no sugar added. And it's here's the all caps, I'm not gay.
Just so you know.
I'm not gay. Don't even think it's a sex thing. It's all about manhood.
Dudes only.
Here we go.
What is he looking for?
Just a bunch of fucking bros. Thing. Yeah. Come on. It says, looking for bros to head out into the woods, bond by fire, experience life as men once lived it. A Joe circle, which I think is a J-O, jerk circle.
Wait, I think he missed. I think it's pronounced jerk circle.
But wait, it's not a sex thing, though. And it says, and fire / vision quests.
Oh.
And once again, it says, this is not a sex thing.
I really have to reiterate, guys. This is not a sex thing.
Okay. Gonna need some basic things / skills. Uh-oh. I don't want to be slowed down by fools. And here's the list of things that he's looking for.
All right, let's hear it.
Must be in reasonable shape. If you get winded by walking, then stay home.
Number two. You gotta have the stamina for the jerks.
Around. Number two, Ed Hardy camping gear. And it's a
Ed Hardy makes camping gear? Yeah, he makes it. It's just all fucking skulls and like dragons.
It's really good gear and it's awesome.
Because he's had enough people say, what the fuck? He's like, fuck you, it's good gear.
Yeah. Number three, desire to be a man among men.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number four, not afraid to wield a blade. Number five, crystal. I'm not sharing mine.
Crystal?
Crystal.
It's meth.
Yeah.
Dan! You have two of these things on Craigslist.
Dan was like, he's been on this vision quest.
He's like, it's meth, all right? Yes, you have it or not? Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Dan posted this one.
Also, I don't want your baby.
And then it says, number six.
You can't have my baby.
Number six, able to make a fire. Number seven, gloves.
I think the fire would be the first thing on that list.
Number eight, a knowledge
number
of...
Number one's meth. Come
yeah,
on.
True.
Number eight. A knowledge of native vegetation, knowledge of psychedelic fungus is a plus.
Sure, in case you run out of all the meth.
Number
you
nine.
Gotta be able to find that page.
Number nine, a knowledge of modern music.
What?
I don't know.
Just to talk?
So, no, it's you need to be able to have Nickelback's back catalog.
Oh. It's a given.
It's a given, yeah.
Number 10, protective / splash resistant eyewear.
For the
Joe Circle. And then number 11, 5 to 10 of those clip things that rock climbers use.
Oh, shit.
That's how you know it's not me.
If he can't name those... If he doesn't know the name of what those things are, they shouldn't be rock climbing.
Justin, what is the name of those
carabiner.
Things?
Carabiner. But if he can't fucking name... You know those
carabiner.
Things? It's a carabiner.
Carabiner.
No, carabiner. C-A-R-E.
You know those things you used to clip on the rock wall? Because we're going to do some rock climbing. I don't know. You friggin'.
We're going to J-O on a rock face.
On our rock face. Also bring your walk.
Dan, you're going to love this next part. We're gonna need. We're gonna need a mobile music device, iPod or something. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing the music for the Fire Quest / Fire / Vision Quest.
Right.
Nickelback's The Long Road.
What? Are you kidding me?
I only have it on CD.
So if you have a tape cassette, please.
So I'll have a Discman as my last resort. An iPod would be nicer. Just saying.
Oh, this is the worst.
And then these are things that he doesn't want to see.
Okay.
Women. Bad number one, bad attitudes. Number two.
Leave your attitude at the door.
No, he hates the song Bad Attitude.
Leave your attitude at the raised truck, because we're out here in the forest, ready for a Joe circle. Number two, gay / homoerotic behavior. This is a manhood thing. I'm not gay.
Yeah, has to keep on saying I'm not gay.
You didn't add that as like a parenthetical?
No, it keeps on, and it's all caps, and it says, I'm not gay.
Thou dost protest too much, I think.
Number three, cock rings.
What?
Can't keep it up without help? You aren't gonna make it on this quest.
Okay, so it's not a gay thing, but you have to be able to keep it up.
This guy's already on meth.
Sorry, wait, let me think. What are all the things that I need to include here? Wait, cock rings. No, I don't like those. Oh, God.
Real man keeps it up.
Nickelback. So, wait, no, yes. Wait. He's going to have a non-gay male jerk circle?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening here?
This is not gay dance. It's all about manhood.
All right, fine.
What if you need an erection for the vision quest?
Isn't that a given?
Well, not without a cock ring.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, number four.
I didn't even consider that.
Firearms. There's going to be enough guns going off and spent shells to pick up.
Whoa. Is that semen?
I think so. Like, spent shells?
Spent shells?
And right. Guns? Okay.
No firearms, but there's going to be plenty of spent shells.
Yeah. And then number five.
Sunflower seeds.
The nerds / dorks / lames / anyone less than 100% into manhood.
Oh, this guy's gay.
If you are serious, then I promise you this will be the trip of your life.
Okay.
It will change the way that you think. I'm serious, and I'm not gay. He keeps saying
that. You added that.
No. That. It's on there.
Oh.
And I'm not gay.
Oh, my God. Chris forgot the fact that it's all in capital letters. I am not gay.
I thought I've been saying that. Like, every time a homosexual...
I am not gay. All caps.
I am not gay. All caps.
How many exclamation points?
Surprisingly, he ended with a period.
Oh, wow. Correct punctuation? This is ridiculous.
To see a group of bros being men, a J-O circle, I guess. It's J-O circle for
Oh, it's
one.
Just J-O.
Yeah.
So it is a jerk.
No, but at the top, his name was Joe. J-O-E.
Oh, my God.
But,
capital J, capital O.
A J-O circle by a campfire, the charge / energy in the air. Crystals get jacked. No lie. You will slip into a different frame of mind. Yeah. You will feel electric.
Yeah, Chris will do that.
Last outing, we had a group that was so charged we attracted bears. It was no deal. It was no big deal. Nature knew man was in the forest. Nature knew man was in the forest. The crystals gave us the confidence.
Did they fight a bear?
The crystals gave us the confidence to own those bears.
Oh.
I saw it. I was there. And it says, 100% serious, no fakers, all caps. And that's right. The end
also,
of it.
Also, I'm not gay.
But fuck, man. That's good shit.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay, what... For...
No, like...
No, for all interested here, parties, right? What is the context?
Because, like, once you put it on Best of Craigslist, they take the, like, the... Like, they... you can't respond to them. Because...
It's a shame.
But it's so funny... God damn.
Well, I'm spent.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty good.
Good way to end that. I think it was a success.
Damn.
Well,
we'll finish it with the J-O circle.
No sugar added. No sugar added. Just a cup of Joe.
Way ahead of you. Nothing, only black. Baby.
Sorry, baby.
Wait. So, let's thank our special guest, Dan.
You know what, guys? Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks for bringing Cassie along.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Cassie. You know, I'm going to be honest. Cassie came up big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And big.
Yeah.
Wait.
Huh?
What? Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, yep. Thanks for telling me I was crashing the podcast.
Well, you should have asked.
Well, you should have told me.
I don't tell you things.
Obviously.
Hey.
Guys, how are you going to act when you're married?
You're looking at it, Dan.
The communication thing gonna work.
Podcast therapy.
We ever get that far?
Good, good.
So that was Cassie, Daniel. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome.
Christopher.
Always a pleasure.
Urbsta, sir.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time on MediaCast.
MediaCast.
Wait, really? Not gonna do a thing?
No.
Well, I was gonna say if you actually do want to write into the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay, Cupid.
Chris at MediaCast.com.
At Chris.com. No, yeah, email. Chris. What is it?
It's MediaCast@YMail.com.
YMail?
Yeah.
What?
We couldn't get
it. Who uses YMail?
Well, yeah.
No one.
Well, that's why no one
you
writes
You can get a Gmail or, you know, something legitimate.
And if you want to reach Chris, his cell phone number.
It's 949.
Klondike 5.
555.
Pussy Control.
Extension 16.
Because he likes the 16-year-olds.
Oh. All right, Legal Media Cast.
See you later. Let's do the thing. Let's do the thing. All right, we'll see you next time. It's been Media Cast. You're not going
to
fuck you.
No,
guys.
I was about to do it.
Media Cast.